Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. You know, I thought it was going to be a Friday. I thought it was going to be an easy day, and I think I'm busier today than I was any of the days this week. It's been one fire to the next, but I don't want to say too much about fire because it's awful dry out there. We're going to head down to one of my favorite areas, Enderlin, Lisbon area, bringing my friend Ted Brand from Cheyenne Valley Ag. Ted, how you doing?
Oh, not so bad. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you holding a wrench, or are you out in the field planting some seed?
In between a few hiccups here at the moment.
Well, it's been a little while since I had a chance to talk to you, farm with your family around the Enderlin area. You got several different kind of plots, I'm sure that you're doing, or fields. And I guess I thought I'd better ask how things have been going. Are you done? You halfway done, or where are you at? Where would you assess where you are?
We're making pretty good headway. We got finished with our wheat last Sunday. We're about halfway done with our corn, a little over half, and wide open on soybeans right now. So if we get a good 10 days, we'll be finished up.
Okay, that's good news. What's the moisture like? That's the million-dollar question.
Moisture is good. We got good subsoil moisture. Our ground is shaped up really nice. We got some nice long rounds for a change this spring. Planting is going pretty dang good. I can't complain.
Has the wind affected you guys at all? It seems like every other day it's like 40 miles an hour. Does that bug you at all, or you kind of just plow through it?
It bugs us, you know, just because it's windy out. But our tillage practices, we try to do as minimum till as possible. So we don't lose any topsoil hardly at all.
Okay. Pretty rolling tundra around there, too, in some spots. So, in general, as far as what was planted this year, is it much identical to last year, what people are choosing for corn, soybeans, wheat, or whatever they were doing, or were there some differences this year with commodity prices?
You know, I think a lot of people are focusing more on soybeans and corn. There has been some more wheat put in around the countryside. The prices have reflected that decision.
Yeah.
It's also a good rotation. I know us ourselves, we've stuck with kind of about the same thing we normally do just to keep our crop rotation. And, you know, market prices are in our favor, and I hope they stay there.
Did anybody maybe make a decision on thinking it might be a dry summer and maybe kind of change and do something that would be a little bit more helpful, or at least a little bit more resistant to dealing with the drought this year?
You know, I guess we're kind of hoping for some timely rains ourselves, and I think everybody around the countryside is kind of hoping for the same. In our area here particularly, we're not super dry. Where you get into west of Highway 1, those guys are all the way out to the Montana border. They're struggling with, you know, a severe drought, and they're having issues getting the seed into the ground itself. It's just the ground is so hard, and they just had no moisture to mellow that soil out.
Yeah. As far as Cheyenne Valley Ag, are pretty much everything out for seed, or do you still have some left in case somebody decides to, with the commodity prices the way they are, if they want to make a change or maybe add another section of planted land, or maybe some PP came in line, you still have seed available?
We have plenty of seed available to accommodate almost any maturity date. As far as we've sold out on some early soybeans, but if we go into the Enlist family, we've still got plenty to choose from.
Okay.
Corn-wise, we got, you know, plenty maturity dates to choose from, so we can fit and accommodate almost anybody's needs.
Are you pretty much just those two, or do you have some alfalfa and some cover crop type stuff as well, or is that pretty much primarily corn, soybeans?
Corn, soybeans is kind of my niche. We do offer sunflowers and canola as well.
Okay. If sunflowers is a big deal this year. Prices are up on that. And from what I have heard from some pretty high up people in this sunflower industry, they want more people planting sunflowers because it's pretty hot right now.
In our area, I guess I haven't heard too much hype about anybody putting in a large quantity of sunflowers, but you know, the prices are there almost on any commodity right now.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, Ted, for anybody that wants to find out more information about what you do on a daily basis with Cheyenne Valley Ag, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can check us out on Facebook at Cheyenne Valley Ag, or you can give me a call on my phone and reach me at 701 430 9427.
All right, very good. Well, Ted, thank you for joining us on a Friday here. Hopefully everything is rocking and rolling here for you, Short. Shirley, are you planning to do the whole weekend run? Is it pretty much nonstop now?
As long as the weather holds out, we're going to keep booking right along.
Very good. Ted, have a great weekend. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Yep, thanks.